From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. If you're listening to this while driving, that's due in large part to the oil boom, which happened over 100 years ago. At that time, Pennsylvania was the biggest oil producer, and automobiles were scarce. Then, Petey O'Higgins, a self-taught geologist from Texas, had an idea. A low flat hill outside his hometown was known for black tar that oozed from it. He thought the mound was a salt dome, a rising column of salt, and that oil must have migrated from deeper formations up its sides. Formerly trained geologists chuckled, but Higgins raised enough money to start drilling. After a few dry holes, he was tapped out. Undeterred, he brought in more investors, eventually shrinking his own share to zero, but he kept drilling. In January 1901, his Spindletop well finally struck oil, and did it ever. The reservoir was under such pressure that it shot a geyser of oil 150 feet into the air. For 9 days, workers struggled under a rain of a million barrels of oil till they were finally able to cap it. The first six Spindletop wells produced more oil than the rest of the world's wells combined at that point in time. The Texas oil boom had begun. Supply soared and price plummeted. Gasoline became cheap and readily available, helping launch the automobile age and personal mobility like the world had never known, that all of us in our cars still benefit from today. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.